Lower, 1045. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now, all the way from Miami, Florida, here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss. Good morning, everyone, from Miami Beach in Florida, probably the heartland of all vacationers here in the midwinter season of 1957. This is Howard Miller trying to take a brief sojourn from the usual occupation of Chicago winds and weather to come down here and visit with some of my great friends in show business. And it would only be natural that I would select from all the great show personalities here attendant on Miami Beach on the shores of the Atlantic Ocean, which is, of course, lapped by the beautiful surf and sun-kissed by the brilliant sol overhead, to bring to our microphone today for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum one of my dearest friends of show business and certainly the stellar attraction of all the Miami Beach area at the moment. His name, as you know, is Mr. Nat King Cole, because we have publicized his appearance here. Nat, it's just great having you here at ringside of the Saxony Hotel in Miami Beach.
Pleasure to be here.
I got a couple of records of yours, the both sides of your new single, Nat. So before you and I talk about the music business and about your appearance over at the Eden Rock to all of our friends across country and maybe to your two great little daughters out in California, let's listen to the rhythm side of Nat's fine new single record. This is a capital release called Ballerina.
Ballerina, dance and do your pirouette in rhythm with your aching heart. Dance, ballerina, dance. You mustn't once forget a dancer has to dance the part. Whirl, ballerina, whirl. And just ignore the chair that's empty in the second row. This is your moment, girl. Although he's not out there applauding as you steal the show. Once you said his love must wait its turn, you wanted fame instead. I guess that's your concern. We live and learn, and love is gone, ballerina gone. So on with your career, you can't afford a backward glance. Dance on and on and on. A thousand people here have come to see the show as round and round you go. So ballerina, dance, dance, dance. Once you said his love must wait its turn, you wanted fame instead. I guess that's your concern. We live and learn, and love is gone, ballerina gone. So on with your career, you can't afford a backward glance. Dance on and on and on. A thousand people here have come to see the show as round and round you go. So ballerina, dance, dance.
That's Nat King Cole with his fine new rhythm version of a great old standard by this time called Ballerina. Now, I don't know where you are and listening to the sound of our voice because, as well you know, this is a broadcast beamed all over these United States of America and up in Canada on the full CBS network. But regardless of what latitude or climate you happen to be in, I can assure you that the most refreshing repast in all the world is Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, and I hope you'll try it. Because regardless of how you travel, whether it be by automobile, by train, by bus, or by airplane, you'll find Wrigley Spearmint is a real popular favorite in every city in these United States. Wrigley's Spearmint, because it's just as refreshing as the cool mountain breeze. Certainly just as invigorating as the splash of the surf of the Atlantic Ocean. So regardless of where you are, I hope that you'll always enjoy the companion piece of Wrigley's Spearmint chewing gum. It's wholesome, it's pure, it's delightful, and it's refreshing. Wrigley's Spearmint. And along with Wrigley's Spearmint, I also take pleasure in presenting the great singing star and a very, very wonderful man of show business, Nat King Cole. Nat, a couple of nights ago, you opened to an amazing box office over there at the Eden Rock. This is not your first appearance, of course, in the Miami Beach area.
No, it isn't, Howard. This is my first appearance at the Eden Rock Hotel.
Yes, actually, this is really one of the way stations now for people of your stature in show business. This and Vegas and Havana, New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. Other than that, that's about the system, is it? That's about the outing?
That's just about the run of the thing. You know, we say about six key club dates throughout the country.
And the rest of the time, of course, you can keep yourself occupied with your great new NBC television show and now motion pictures. Nat, how do you account for the fact that it's been in this last 2 years? Of course, you've been one of our major artists for the last 10 years, but it's been in the last 2 years that you've actually caught on fire, what with motion pictures and network television. What is different? What has changed? Why all of a sudden?
I don't know, Howard. You know, in this business, you never know. That's the most exciting thing about entertainment. You know, you go along and things happen. And you don't know why, you don't know how, but that's the fascinating part about the business.
And yet, this is despite the fact that here in this country, we have been battling a trend for pretty noisy music, rock and roll. And this is something that's the antithesis of what your performance has always been. You've been on the lush, quiet side.
Well, I still say that in spite of the novelty of our business, because I think variety is the spice of life, but I still think the good ballads and standards still seem to have a certain spark.
Yes.
And a little spark in everyone's heart once in a while.
And that's certainly one of the most interesting facets now of this career of yours is motion pictures. You have seemed to captivate the hearts of the motion picture moguls as you have the average layman like ourselves over these past years. Where is the future in motion pictures, do you think, for you? Will it always be musical, or would you like to do the dramatic things, the things that Sinatra has now found a new field in?
Well, this last picture I just finished, which is called China Gate for 20th Century Fox, this is a dramatic picture. In fact, I don't perform as a performer at all. It's not an entertainment role. I play the part of a foreign legionnaire.
Oh, you do? No singing at all?
I sing one song, but I do it in a chant. It's not like I'm supposed to be a singer. It's a thing while you're whiling your time away, you're sitting around and just humming and one of those things.
Well, now, where did Hollywood feel that you had the quality for a dramatic role? Had you studied for the drama at all, or did they just feel that anybody who can sing with a heart and a passion like you do can act and deliver lines?
Well, I don't know. The fellow that produced this picture, Sam Fuller, you know, he has produced some very outstanding war pictures.
Uh-huh.
And he knows nothing about music. In fact, he dislikes music.
He doesn't even know you record, huh?
Well, yes, in a way, but his wife is more of a musical fan, but he doesn't, because all of his things are on the heavy side. And through some hook or crook, he decided all of a sudden to convince me to do this role, the part of a fellow called Goldie in this picture. And he thought I could do it. I didn't think so. And he sat and talked with me for about 2 weeks, reading me the part and dramatizing it to me. And I finally said, well, I'll try it if you think I can do it. And it came out pretty fair. I enjoyed doing it because it was something different.
Well, Nat, when you have an orchestra behind you, or your trio behind you, or your piano in front of you, I'm sure that you never suffer any qualms of nervousness. How does it feel now when you divorce yourself from that medium of entertainment and all of a sudden face a motion picture camera and you are now delivering lines? Where was the hardship? Where did it lie for you?
Well, it lied pretty hard for me because I didn't have a microphone to hold on to, for one thing.
But after an assistant producer wouldn't work, or a director.
After a couple of days, though, I began to get into the feel of the thing because I was naturally surrounded by a lot of veteran actors.
Uh-huh.
And naturally, the ham came out, and I said, well, if these guys are going to be pretty good, maybe I better put my heart in it, too. At first, I was sort of kidding around with a tongue-in-cheek fashion. But I found out that when you work around actors, it's a lot different than working around people in my own particular field.
Yes.
It's a little more, it's a driving urge they have. They can kid around off camera, but as soon as the actual work starts, they get real serious. And I noticed that, and I began to pick up a few little technical things from them.
Uh-huh.
A fellow named Gene Barry is also in the lead of this picture with me.
Were you a quick study, Nat? Can you take a script and memorize the lines, or out in Hollywood? I don't suppose you do.
Yes, I can, because naturally my association with memorizing so many lyrics helps a lot with me in memorizing lines. I didn't blow but a couple of lines out of the whole thing. That was pretty good.
I suppose the first two or three times you made a shot, it probably had 8 or 10 takes, though, before you were satisfied with the rush. And...
Well, it's not whether I'm satisfied. It's what the director thinks.
That's the important
thing. And he thought a couple of scenes I didn't think were good, but he thought they were, so...
Well, now, is this open across the country?
This picture will come out around April, the middle of April. I don't know the exact date, but it has a national release around the middle of April.
I suppose Cookie is anxious to see it, your little daughter.
In fact, a lot of people are anxious to see it because you should see me in this outfit. You wouldn't recognize me.
Well, I'm going to be next in line when Cookie buys her first ticket because I want to see it. Nat, we've already played the ballerina side. Let's give a flip over to it and play the other side of this great new Capitol record you have called You Are My First Love, Nat King Cole.
You are my first love, my first and last love. We'll make this love last forevermore. We'll prove a love as young as spring keeps glowing. Even though the chill November winds keep blowing, we'll show that two hearts, two young but true hearts, can do what few hearts have done before. Till the sun grows cold, till time stands still, we'll feel the magic thrill of our first love.
Flip-over side of Nat's great new record, One Side Ballerina, which is a rhythm version of a fine old standard, and this one, You Are My First Love. Nat, I know these are busy days for you with the Eden Rock, two performances every night. Now, after this, what is it, back in the Hollywood lots for some more motion picture work?
Yes, I will be going back home after this, and we are starting to start casting for a picture that I'm going to do at Paramount, The Life of W.C. Handy.
Oh, sure, St. Louis Blues fame.
Yes.
Nat, is this likely to mean that you're likely to cut down the amount of personal appearances you do at places like Eden Rock?
No, Howard. These places, I mean, I intend to continue to work, like the Eden Rock and the Copacabana in New York and Vegas and the Shavery in Chicago. Mm-hmm. You don't stop working those places because...
I just thought that maybe the demands made on you for time out there will be so great that you're going to be a pretty exhausted young fellow by the time... comes for you to make a nightclub appearance again.
Well, I don't think to become a movie star. That's what you're saying. No.
I think you're already one, man.
No, I mean, once in a while, I think it's nice to do a picture if it fits into your realm of something that you could do right. But I think that it's good just as a novelty sake to do a picture once in a while because pictures have so much exploitation value. That's the main reason.
Nat, we're a little bit late. I want to thank you very much for Wrigley's Firm and Chewing Gum. This is Howard Miller from Chicago from the Saxony Hotel in Miami Beach. We'll see you tomorrow with Tony Martin. Until then, thanks very much. Goodbye for now. Back to Chicago. Here is Joe Foss.
This is the CBS Radio Network. The WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.